sing that beautiful song, shall we? At prayer 114, breathe on me, breath of God. 114. 114. Boat ride tonight, didn't we, Beyonce? Some of us even got to drive. I didn't get to drive. It's because you were driving the whole way. She's very honest. Said, no, I wasn't. Drove down to the end of the lake. And there, yeah, he was driving there. You're right, he was. We got down to the other end of the lake, and there was the house, at least as far as I know the story, I think I'm right, that where Edmund, a man by the name of Edmund Lorenz, lived. Wrote the music to one of our dear songs that we sing so often here at Pilgrim Camp when we were talking about it. So let's sing it. Could we sing it? It's page 47, The Name of Jesus. Let's sing it tonight. I know we're just going to have a short service and then a the staff is going to, they're going to get yelled at a little bit. But no, I'm just kidding. At least I think I'm kidding. But let's sing. Let's believe that Jesus will meet us in these moments that we hear. All right? The name of Jesus, page 47. Let's sing it together.
The name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. It makes my joys full and complete. The precious name of Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim. It's worthy praise forever.
Now, but on this verse, we have all those who saw that house tonight where Edmund Lorenz lived. That means you were on the boat. You ready? I see you. Don't hide, Courtney. Chris and Corey, let's go. Ready? Let's sing that second verse.
I love the name of Him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears apart, who bids all anxious fears depart. I love the name of Jesus,
everyone.
Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim. It's worthy praise forever.
Let's read the third verse, shall we? Let's read it together.
That name I fondly love to hear. It never fails my heart to cheer. Its music dries the falling tear. Exalt the name of Jesus.
Now we'll sing the fourth verse, and we'll sing that chorus the way we used to sing it before we paid such close attention to the music. We're going to sit on that Jesus a little bit, all right? I know you guys know what I'm talking about. All right, let's sing it.
No word of man can ever tell how sweet the name I love so well. Oh, let its praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Would you? Praise the Lord. Let's praise the name of Jesus. That precious, beautiful, powerful name of Jesus. Jesus. Just breathe His name. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. 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 Oh, I praise you. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You love that name of Jesus? Do you love it?
Yes.
You love it?
Yes.
You know, in our lives, I don't know about you, I'm sure probably it's true too. You know, you move in some different circles, you with all different kinds of people, different circumstances. You know, you hear a lot of things. You hear a lot of things. But the one thing that bothers me, I don't know if it bothers you, is when someone misuses the name of Jesus. You know, you hear a lot of other stuff and, you know, it's the way they talk out there. But when somebody misuses the name of Jesus, that gets my goat. And if I'm not in a position to say something, sometimes I am. I'll tell you, sometimes in my classroom I hear it from time to time, and that's my classroom. I get to say something about that. But sometimes, you know, you're in a mixed company, or perhaps, you know, it's something that's passing by you quickly, and, you know. But when I hear that, one of the things I always do, and I actually learned this from our brother Philip Baker, some of you remember him. You remember him, Brother Bill? He said when he would hear someone misuse the name of Jesus, right away, in his heart, he would just lift his attention up and he would say, Jesus, I love your name. I honor your name. I worship your name. Because that is a name that is highly exalted. You know, we read that. God has given him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Even those who misuse his name, someday, even they will bow. And so I trust that you love his name. Love his name. Worship it. I can remember a few times in my life. I remember one time I was a little fella, little tyke. I was once upon a time. I was with my mother. We were coming back from Elizabeth, New Jersey. My mom had helped a little bit, helped in the church up there, and we were up there for, I think it was a youth meeting or something. We were on our way home, and it was snowing pretty hard. We were coming down the New Jersey Turnpike between exit 12 and exit 11, if you're familiar with that area at all. And I can see this like it was yesterday in my mind, sitting in the front seat of that car. And all of a sudden, the road was getting snow covered. It was nasty. A car just came spinning right across the roadway. I don't know how it happened. I don't know what caused it, but I can still see it. You know, certain things are very vivid. I can see that car just spinning right in front of us. And all I remember is my mother doing two things. Going like this across me, like moms tend to do. That was those days when, you know, that was the seatbelt, right? And I remember her simply calling out the name Jesus. Because it was right in front of us, right there. That's all I remember. I know we didn't get in an accident, because I think I would have remembered that too. But I remember that. It was just that call, Jesus. Amen. That was all it took. That's all it took. You know, that name has power. That name has power. And that's why we love it so much. And that's why Satan likes to see it misused. Because, you know, as I told you, he loves the counterfeit. He loves to mock God. But let's love that name. Let's worship it. Let's breathe that name in prayer, in worship. And then even sometimes you might need his help. And there's nothing wrong with calling out, Jesus. People did that when Jesus walked this earth, didn't they? Remember that blind guy? I'm going to let you get up here and preach this. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Go get that guy. Bring him over here. What do you want? I might receive my sight. Love his name. We were riding on the boat. I said, we got to sing that tonight. I haven't sung that song in a while. The name of Jesus. Oh, how sweet the name. Every day the same. That precious, powerful, beautiful name of Jesus. Wasn't the Lord here last night in that service? Wasn't he moving by his Spirit? Brother Steve, would you at least sing that song for us? Would you sing for us all the way my Savior leads me? And then we're going to open our Bibles.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to my Savior leads me. When all the fullness of His love and all the sureness of His promise in the triumph of His blood, when my spirit clothed immortal
Steve. That song is, holds a special place for me, not simply because what it says, it's always been a special song to me in that way, but that was the song I was listening to when I was driving down to the hospital when I knew that my dad was getting close to passing over. That was a song that I just popped in, and not that exact rendition, a slightly different one, but that all the way, my Savior leads me, but my spirit clothed immortal. And I don't think I'll ever hear that song the same. Thank you. That was a blessing.